Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fucking fantastic.
Amazing. We should put that on a t-shirt. This sounds like so fake, but it's actually a real conversation.
This is how we talk to each other. Hi, I'm Jay.
And I'm Z.
And this is Stressed Out.
Our podcast, if you didn't know that. Sorry if you were looking for the 21 Pilots song. You have come to the wrong place. But you should stay.
Yeah, stay. Listen.
For a snack.
We're fun. We talk about stupid shit.
Yes. So email us.
Email us.
Email is in the description box.
Have you checked your email?
Yes. Nobody has emailed us.
No one listens to this.
That's also besides true. Your brother. I'm waiting for him to email me, but he hasn't done it either.
He doesn't listen to this either.
I'm going to email us.
You're going to email us?
Just so we feel validated.
So
but
sad.
I'll do it from like fake emails. Okay. So like you'll feel validated, but I'll know the truth.
But now I'll never know if our real emails are real
That's
emails.
That's also true. See, I mind fucked you.
I hate that. Okay. So what's up?
Nothing much.
What do you want to talk about today?
Okay, I actually have a couple things I want to talk about, all relating under the umbrella of school.
Yes, really?
Yeah, like, who knew?
Podcast about
who knew? Who knew? But okay, yesterday I was just not having it, and I was like, outside feels so nice. So I brought my tapestry that I don't hang up anymore that I bought from Amazon, and I laid it on the ground, like by the fountains. We have these really beautiful fountains on our campus. And like I was laying down, and it was so nice. And whenever the wind would change, I'd get like a slight like mist. It was so nice.
I saw you were like living your best life.
I really was. We should study at the fountains one day.
Okay, I hate studying on the ground though.
You know what I also did? Like I studied on the ground and then I moved over like by myself. I moved over like right against the ledge. So I had 1 foot down and I was turned to the side and I was working. So it was like really nice. I had like 1 foot dangling over the water. That was really nice.
Yeah, I just like hate that. I wish there's like tables over there.
They really should add them. I think we should suggest it. Not even gonna lie, like picnic tables,
like picnic, at least a few, because like I like studying outside, like by that fountain area.
Yeah,
but like I hate sitting on the floor, and that's just because like bugs and ew, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Like my friends went to sit out there last week or like the week before, and we were sitting and chilling, and it was after my exam, so I was out of it. But then one girl was like, "You have a bug on your head," and I screamed. I was like, "We're going to Einstein Bagels. I can't deal with
yeah,
this."
Yeah, I know for sure. I was just swatting away anything that tried me.
Yeah. Okay, what else about school? Advising.
Oh my god. Okay, this did not happen to me last semester. Last semester, literally the week before enrollment, I was able to get an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, whatever. So in my mind, I was like, okay, I'll just look into it like 2-3 weeks before.
Yeah.
And last week, here I was 2-3 weeks before. So I'm looking up and I see that there are no appointments. And I'm like, okay, Jesus. Maybe that's a mistake. And I've literally been checking every single day. And then I get an email where it's like, yes, we are like understaffed. We're working on hiring new staff. Like, we're not going to really have many appointments until maybe like the week of enrollment, and then even if that, and like so many,
that's like the
so many people
time.
Have been emailing them
yeah.
that it's like to the point where every time someone emails them, they have an automatic reply, yes, we really do not have any appointments. Like, isn't that, I'm so mad because I already took one extra class, and like I also want to enroll in like some summer classes, so it's just like, bro, I need to know that I'm not like taking unnecessary classes.
And that's stressful, even if especially if you're taking summer classes.
Yeah.
Like, if you're taking classes next semester, obviously.
I have time.
You have time to like you can go in like your first day of class and be like. And like go to your advisor and be like, am I supposed to be in this class? And be like, oh, well, no. Be like, okay, I'll drop it and do a different class.
Yeah.
But summer classes, like, kind of once you sign up for them, unless you can meet with your advisor after you sign up, before, like, there's no way. I have to take, that sucks. And y'all don't have, like, walk-ins or anything.
No, they literally don't have walk-in appointments for advising. Which is so stupid. Like, they should just have, like, only walk-in appointments if they have so few.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, like
whoever they
can
do. Because some people take so long and some people take so little. And also, like, looking up at my schedule, since I want to take two classes over the summer.
Yeah.
And since I want to take, like, a full, like, 18 hours next semester, I'm kind of nearing the end of, like, my major, and I want to do an honors minor, you know, because that minor, like...
Are you in honors college?
Nope, but I want to... Apparently, I can apply for an honors minor, but I don't know how to, so I need them to tell me how. You know what I mean? And then there's, like, I have so many questions, but are they there for me? No. I'm going to freaking sue the university.
My first year here, like, I scheduled my advising appointments. They're like, okay, if you want to meet with your advisor in, like, if you want to meet, have, like, know your schedule for the next semester, schedule an advisor meeting 3 months in advance or, like, 2 months in advance or something.
But, like, the shopping room cart doesn't open, so that's annoying to me.
Yeah, so that's what I would do. I would schedule it literally, like, a month and a half before and anything open, like, before scheduling opened. She was like, oh, you're so early all the time. I was like, I know, because, like, y'all are going to get busy. And then I did that for the past 3 semesters. And then this semester, we've talked about this so much, but I have had such a lack of motivation this semester.
Yeah.
So, like, I've forgotten to do my advising thing, but I was, like, freaking out because my friend was like, oh, yeah, we have to, like, choose our cohorts and everything, like, for education, for when you start doing observations and pre-teaching and stuff, they plan your schedule for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, they just give you a schedule. Like, there's 6 schedules, you choose which one you want.
Yeah.
And at which campus you want. And so I was just like, okay, I don't know what any of
this
is.
What's a cohort?
Cohort, I think
it's just, like, a class.
It's not a class. It's just what I think it is from what I've said. It's a schedule. It's just a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So they give you
and you can choose between 6 cohorts?
Yeah, there's 6 cohorts. There's 6 different schedules. So just the classes are different times, different days and all this stuff. But if you choose, you can't pick and choose your classes. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They're all cohorts have the same classes.
It's like law school.
Yeah, it has all the same classes, but, like, they've made 6 schedules with those classes, and one's at university, one's at the Sugar Land campus.
Mm-hmm.
So you just decide which cohort you want to be in. And once that fills up, you can't do that cohort.
Dang, so you only have, like, maybe you have potentially, like, a month left of being a University of Houston main campus. Like,
I mean, I'm still part of main campus.
No, you know what I mean, but, like, coming here
every
day. Yeah,
I'm like UH Victoria, not like that community.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not like UHD or anything. No. I know that.
Okay.
Saying, but you won't be coming to campus anymore.
I have
anymore.
To explain that to my mom.
Really?
She's like, why would you do Sugar Land? You're
no,
main Sugar campus.
Land is so easy. Like, not easy. I'm not saying easy,
no,
but
easy
I'm saying,
drive.
Like, it's easy drive.
Yeah, she's like, you're going to get a degree from University of Sugar Land. Is that the same thing? I was like, yes, Mom. It's just a campus because
yeah.
We know a lot of their students are from Sugar Land.
Yeah.
So they made that campus.
UH Victoria, I believe, is the one near Katy.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, I could take summer classes there.
You could. But, yeah. But anyways, so as I was saying, so I was like, okay, I need to plan my advising. So I was looking for the week of, I couldn't find anything that I saw. There was one time right after my class on Tuesday. So I went and I talked to her and she was mad at me.
Oh my gosh. Like, you always come early and now you didn't.
No, she was mad about that. Because I've been taking 12 hours for the past, like, 3 semesters.
Yeah.
And so she was like, so I'm supposed to take summer classes, but for some reason it never worked out. I tried to do it at Warden. It wasn't like... Before I even got there.
Is Warden the community college?
Yeah, it's a community college near my school.
Yeah.
It's literally like a minute away from the University of Sugar Land.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. But like I can't take any classes at University of Sugar Land because those are just major specific classes.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll just take it at Warden. And then when I applied to Warden, I got it and everything. And I went to go sign up. They're like, LOL, your class is full. I was like, shit. And nothing was working out. So I wasn't able to like... Instead of taking 15 hours, I was taking 12, so I've been missing one class each semester.
Yeah.
So I should have 4 classes, which I was like, okay, you know what? I can do that. I'll do 1 during mini semester, and then, like, 2 during the summer and 2 during the next summer.
Yeah.
And she walked in, she was like, you haven't done any of those classes you told me. You're in UHM4, you need to graduate. You need to take 3 classes this summer. I was like, okay. And she was like... She's really nice. I was like, what the fuck, Greta? Like, chill.
Yeah, chill, Greta. What's wrong with you?
She sounds like an old white lady.
I was about to say.
She's a young white lady.
Is she blonde?
Yeah.
Of course she is. Greta.
But she's usually really nice and chill, and like she doesn't give like the best advice, but she's like, she's good enough, I feel. Yeah. She's like, she gets me where I need to go.
No, for sure.
She knows what she's doing, and like, that's, sorry.
Your phone.
Let me mute this.
I was about to say, mute your damn phone.
God damn it. Okay. So then I was just, she was getting on my case, and I was like, okay, but does that, I was like, okay, I have two, I have this summer, the next summer, and I have mini sessions, like winter or stuff. I was like, do I, like, is this going to affect my pre-teaching? Can I still go into pre-teaching? She's like, you can, but, like, if you want to graduate in 4 years, which, by the way, I recently found out majority of people graduate in 5 years.
You don't know that?
I assume, like, 60% in 4 years, and, like, the rest,
I think it's, like 40% or even 30%.
Yeah, I think it's, like,
35?
I saw, like, a tweet.
Yeah. No, I remember they talked about it at orientation.
Yeah, like, 25% or 30% graduate in 4 years, and, like, the rest graduate in, like, 5 to 6 years.
Yeah.
And I was, like, okay, that makes me feel a little better, but then she was, like, getting all mad at me. She was, like, we want you to graduate in time and all this stuff, otherwise you're gonna have to take an extra semester. Which I don't mind taking an extra semester. No,
yeah, for sure.
But, like, she was acting on me like it was stupid. I was like, no, I just hate stress. And I'm already stressed with 4 classes. If I took 5, I would have literally killed myself.
No, yeah, for sure.
I'm joking. I wouldn't have killed myself. I just would have been stressed.
Gotta clear that up.
Okay. But, yeah, so I have to take – I'm going to try to take 3 classes. Hopefully most of them will be online, so that'll be easier.
Yeah.
And then if I can only take 2 this summer, I'm going to take 1 during the winter mini session.
Yeah.
And then take 2 the next summer.
The reason why...
So Greta doesn't get mad at me.
Greta needs to chill.
Greta needs to calm down. But...
I don't know, like, for me, when I was looking up at summer classes, like, they don't really have anything, like, available. There's very few classes that they're actually even offering.
It's mostly, like, core classes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of, like, worried on that sense because it's like, yeah. Well, what if the next couple of years when I try to take a class over the summer so I don't have – so, like, if I want to graduate on time, I don't have to, like, take 4 classes a semester because I want to take 3 classes a semester. So I was like, if I don't want to take, like, 4 classes a semester or 5 classes a semester. So that's why I'm, like, if I see some classes that you need, I'm just going to, like, take them now and get them out of the way and then just be done, you know, like, and just chill. That's so good. I can, like, be without that stress and just chill my last, like, 3 semesters.
Yeah. One thing that when I first got into college, my cousin told me, I'll tell you which one later.
I know. I know.
The one who came here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he was like, I want you to, like, chill.
Yeah.
He's like, he was like, why, like, I can see you're already stressed out and you haven't even started school yet.
That's so me.
I was like, yeah, bro. He's like, what's the rush? Why are you rushing? It's college.
Yeah.
You either finish it now or you're going to finish it later. It's not going anywhere. Yeah, so enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I, like, whenever I get stressed, I think of that. And then that makes me feel so much better coming from someone who's
a good idea.
Who did go to this school and, like, did, like, he didn't, I wouldn't say he took his time. I think he graduated in 5 years, actually. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was so long ago. But I remember, and it just made me feel better about myself. I was like, okay, that's a good point. And then there's always also outside pressure and the people who don't understand.
Yeah.
And, like, I hate that I think, like, of other people. But I should really just be thinking of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, college is complicated.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
It's just like, because right now, because of my AP classes, I'm supposed to graduate in AP classes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to graduate in December. And I want a December graduation so that before I go to grad school.
December in like 2-3 years.
Yeah, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, not now.
Just like, graduate before me.
No.
You should be graduating at the same time.
Yeah, I think I'll be graduating, like, a semester after you.
Oh, very cool. Oh, fun.
Unless you take 1 more semester, we'll have the same one.
I'm not sharing my graduation. I graduate first.
No, I'm so mad because I have to share the one with my sister. I will graduate by myself this year, God damn it.
See, my brother's already graduated. I shared my high school. I also shared my graduation. Yeah,
that's also tea.
But that was, like, I shared the same time, but I told my mom, I was like, we're having two different parties.
No, here's the tea. I wanted a party, and my sister didn't. Right? She didn't. This is like actual tea. So she didn't want a party. And then what happened was that my mom was like, she literally doesn't want a party for herself. So I was like, okay. I was like, well, why can't we just like put her name on my party? Right? So then, you know, we're like, okay, like it'll be like a party for me, but then we'll be like, oh, fuck. It's okay. Whatever. blank.
I feel like we said one of our names, did we?
No, we just said my sister's name. Okay, that's fine. Basically continuing, so then it was like, okay, yeah. But then my sister, after I had said that, she like kind of got excited. So then I felt like I didn't really get the graduation party that like I was thinking of.
Yeah.
You know?
I get it.
Yeah.
That's what I told my mom. I was like, we're graduating the same time, but like, did I say my brother's name?
No.
Okay. We are graduating the same time, but I want different parties.
No, originally like, that's what we were going to do, like, and that was the plan. Yeah. I was just under the impression that she didn't care. And then when I was like, okay, well, if she doesn't want a party, well, then she should just join mine. And then it just kind of became into, like, a bigger thing.
Yeah. Like, I was saying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we had, like, it was fun. It was fun graduating with him because we took, like, a cute little photo shoot together.
Yeah.
With our both cap and gowns. And, like, we kind of acknowledged him at my party, but, like, it was mostly about me.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be about me.
Yeah.
So, I was like, you only graduate high school once.
Yeah.
I want my time in spotlight.
No, I didn't like it because, like, everyone was, like, comparatively to my sister graduating college, they didn't really give much importance to my graduation.
Because y'all shared it,
because we shared it. So they were like, oh, like, hers is the biggest achievement. And I was just kind of, like, off to the side. Like, some people, like, kind of, like, said
things.
No. Yeah, of course. But, like, I get it. But, you know, some people were just like, oh, but, like, college is so much bigger. And I was like, yeah, I understand
that. She took away your spotlight.
She really did. If you're listening to this, which you won't be.
She doesn't know about it. Only her brother does. Like,
we have beef. Yeah.
I hate you. And now she also joined the same school as you.
Yeah. She just wants to copy me.
No, both of you guys are copying me. No one else can go to the school.
You know what? I'm going to transfer, okay?
Good.
Oh, transfer. Also, but the reason why I'm grinding this next year is because I'm living on campus. So I'm like, if I'm living on campus, again, I should like max it out, you know? Like,
yeah.
Squeeze it through the juicer.
But I feel like you should just enjoy your time.
I also am. I am.
Good. Well, I like that for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Enjoying life. Also, you know, I never took graduation pics, like actual like senior pics or anything like that. I never did.
Because
it was during Ramadan and I was really tired and I had a lot going on.
Yeah.
So we never got around to it. And even though I remember once I wanted to take pictures at this one place downtown, mm-hmm. but it was kind of like the outside of a pub, but like nobody, it was kind of like this area near it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I really wanted to take pictures there. Me and my brother were going to go and he was going to take me and stuff. And then my mom was like, no, I don't want you taking like pictures like so close to one, you know, and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, it's whatever. And then I never did it.
No, we weren't planning on doing grad pics or anything.
Yeah.
But my cap and gown came in like 3 or 4 days before my graduation.
Really?
Which was like stressful and annoying.
Yeah.
But as soon as I got it the day before two days before my graduation, my aunt was like, oh, come, I'll take pictures for you.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Come with me, bro. And then I was like, and so we just took pictures. Like, she has like a pretty lake outside her house, so we took pictures there. It was fun. It wasn't like planned though.
Yeah. And my mom, she still wants me to take graduation pics. But in my mind, I'm like, the time has passed. If we were going to do it, then we should have like tried to make time and given importance to it then.
Yeah.
But since we didn't, it just feels weird to me. Like, I feel like, okay, like it is what it is, you know?
I liked wearing my cap and gown a lot.
Yeah.
I was so random, but, like, I really liked wearing
it. I remember that shirt you wore. It was so beautiful.
My mom was like, take off your cap and gown. I want to see your shirt. I was like, no, but I love it. I can't wear it after this. It's not socially acceptable to wear your cap and gown.
costume party.
Yeah, and I was like, I worked hard for these cords. I worked hard for these medals. I'm going to wear them all freaking day.
Yeah.
So that was.
I want to get a bunch of cords for U of H. But I don't know how.
There's no way how. You have to get magna cum laude or cum laude.
Well, I'm going to go for it. But I want multiple cords.
Or being a sorority. That's the only way you can get a cord.
But I want more.
You can't.
Well, are there any other things but cords that I can do?
This is literally it.
Well, magna cum laude, here I come. I don't even know. What do you need for that?
You need, like, almost a perfect GPA.
Isn't there, like, one more?
There's summa cum laude and magna cum laude. So I don't know which one's the higher one.
I'll Google it.
But yeah, I think you get a cord for that.
Bro, this everybody gets like a little sash thing. Metal. Yeah, I've seen the sash. The sashes are cute.
Yeah, so you get a cord or something for that. And then if you're in a sorority, sororities get cords.
Well, I'm joining a sorority. Here I go.
Oh my God.
Fuck it, I'm starting a sorority.
If you start one, I'll join. Okay, what else were we going to talk about? We how did we start talking about college?
We talked about it for 21 minutes.
That's insane.
Okay, I don't know.
Do you want to talk about J.K. Rowling?
I don't even know much about it. You know about it. I know she tries to, like, I know Dumbledore's been gay, so that's not, like.
Wait, no.
Dumbledore's been gay.
No, but she just says it randomly, doesn't she? She, like, after the book's released, she's like, LLBTW, Dumbledore's gay.
And well, like, you can kind of tell.
Yeah, but, like, she doesn't flat out say it in, like, the books or anything. And then she just wants to.
Have you seen, like, the other ones? Like, what's it called? The recent ones that come out, Crimes of Grindelwald or whatever.
Okay, and she was saying stuff like
that they're in a relationship. That was so obvious.
Intense sexual relationship. I'm like, but why? Why is it? Does it help the plot anyway? Unless you're legit saying he is gay on screen, has no.
But you impact. Could tell.
Could you really?
Yeah, I definitely knew that they must have had like a boyfriend-boyfriend relationship in the past.
Okay, I never watched those. I've tried.
I felt the sexual energy between them.
That's so gross. Oh my God, I'm leaving.
Okay. Bye. Welcome back to my podcast.
No, you can't. I feel like it's really stupid. I think you're the only person I've talked to.
Maybe because my Twitter's been locked for a couple of months.
Yeah.
I tried getting it back yesterday, but they're not like, you know.
There was a stupid little tweet that was going around saying, oh, if you want the color of your Twitter to change, write that your birthday was in 2007. That was a hack. Shit. and they got locked out of their account because that means they're under 13.
That's literally I changed my birthday and it said when you created this account, you were 11 days before you were 13. Fuck it, you're locked. I'm like, well, fuck you, Twitter.
Yeah. So hate you. But yeah, so a bunch of people were getting locked out of their Twitter and then Twitter released a statement. They're like, LOL, if you fell for that thing, have fun being unplugged from the internet. That's literally it. There's nothing they can do.
Well, no, you can apply.
I'll just make a whole ass Twitter at that point, a whole ass new Twitter.
I don't want to make a new Twitter because I have like memorable pictures on there that I don't have anywhere else. And
you know what you could do, right? You could just go to your account. And save the pictures.
Okay. Well, you know what? I want my Twitter back.
You still have access. Like,
Twitter back. I don't have access to my Twitter at all.
Okay, no.
But you have access to my Twitter?
Yeah, if you make a new account, you can still go back onto your old Twitter page.
But I don't want to. I just want my Twitter back because I want my handle and all of these things. What if someone steals my handle while I'm gone?
Oh, wait, did they, like, delete your
account? I don't know. No, they didn't delete it. But, like, I've just been waiting for my Twitter to come back to me.
Do I not follow you?
Oh, maybe. No, I don't think you can find my Twitter. Oh, shit. I can't expose my Twitter
here. You can't expose your Twitter. I'm not exposing mine.
Yeah.
Following.
Do I even have a Twitter?
I literally only follow, like, 80 people.
Yeah.
Like, I refuse to follow people. No, I don't think I'm following you. Or maybe they deleted you. I thought I was following you, though.
I thought you were too.
I'm almost 100% sure.
I think I'm hidden from the public eye.
Oh wow, I think you just deleted your account because you're.
No, I literally no, they didn't. Okay, I was on it yesterday and I asked them to send me the paperwork and then last night, I did the paperwork, you know, and now I'm just waiting to hear back from them so they can give me back my freaking account.
You'll live. That's okay.
No, I won't. Don't lie to me.
I'm sorry.
Why are you lying?
I apologize. I don't know where is this podcast going?
We had another topic, but I forgot what it was.
You said you had a story for me that what involved admissions or something.
I did not say that.
This is the most dumbest episode ever.
I'm so sorry. I feel like our last mini episode came with like such force and goodness, and then you really never know what you're gonna get with us.
You don't. We need to plan this. We're not good at this.
We're gonna start planning these more.
Yeah,
we would like to formally apologize
for our one listener. Shout out to you.
Yeah,
you've made it to this point. You deserve a medal.
You really do. Okay, we gotta be more interesting. Oh, I'm going to College Station.
You're going to Yeehaw Country.
I really am. Yeehaw. And the thing is, like, I texted one of our family friends.
Yeah.
And I texted him, and I was like, "Yo, like, what food do you recommend while you know, like, you can't eat you're there?" Anything and there. He goes, "Well, there's like three places that are halal." Three.
Yeah.
And then
they
he's
all
like,
suck.
And he's like, one of them isn't good and the other two are like, yeah. And then he was like, but if you want non-halal food, there's also a couple options. And then he's like, well, the sushi's pretty okay. I'm like, bro, Houston has spoiled me. I need more than like okay food.
There's like, no good food in College Station. Ask my brother. There was literally nothing. He was there for 3 years.
You know, this is what nice is about Houston, because when I'm here, it's like I can go to random places because like, you know, I know like sometimes people would take me on adventures. So then I'd go to like Agora Cafe at like 1 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, but imagine me at A&M. They don't have that shit. They aren't able to. They just go to frat parties. That's it.
Just go to McDonald's. Get yourself a fish sandwich.
A McFlurry. That was me eating the McFlurry. Ew. Just in one go.
That's the most disgusting sound ever. But yeah, I visited my brother in College Station a few times.
He should have just visited you.
Like 2 times out of the 3 years he was there, we went to him. And it was fun because we got to hang out with him. But then it was like, what do we do here? And he was like, bro, why'd y'all even come here? It's so lame. And my mom's like, why don't you want us here? And she's like, no, I'd rather be in Houston than here.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I was like, at this point, I may just drive back to Houston for dinner and come back. I'm kidding.
I mean, no, just
I'll just deal with it.
You find like maybe place that serves like shrimp tacos.
Oh yeah, there's Torchy's.
Go to Torchy's.
We'll go to Torchy's.
You can never go wrong with Torchy's.
Yeah, or Whataburger. Houston has spoiled me.
This is true. Yes, it's true.
But, like, I think we're going to be leaving tomorrow a little bit before lunch. We're going to drive, stop at Bucky's for lunch, and then go the rest of the way.
Don't you have class?
Well, I have class at 10.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And then my friend finishes class at, like, 12:20-ish.
Yeah.
So we're going to
don't they have
we're
buses?
We're going to go right after there.
They're not providing, like, buses or transportation?
No, we're just carpooling.
That's so lame.
I know, but I'm driving, so.
Oh, are you taking your mom's car?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take all my friends.
Look at mom. You.
I have the mom fan. I have the mom persona. I have the mom.
Stop pinging.
Okay, I'm done.
I was just listening.
I'm sorry about the audio.
I was just listening to our minisode and like we started banging on the tables.
Shit,
like, I hate that.
Really?
I hate
it. Fuck.
That.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Stop petting your laptop.
But now I feel bad.
I feel like everything I said, I don't even remember. I was saying something shit. Oh, yeah, I'm going to Austin.
Really?
The weekend before my birthday. So
wow.
The 12th through the 14th.
Are you going with, like, your friends?
But we're celebrating my other friend's birthday because she's a fucking bitch.
Why
do you want to know the tea?
Yeah, wait, but why can't you guys just join it?
Listen, so me and this girl.
Yikes.
Do I want to say her name?
No. No.
She's going to know it's about her.
But does she listen?
No, she doesn't, because she doesn't know about this. No one knows about this, because you're the only fat ass mouth that told
people. Oh my god, why don't you tell someone?
No, I'm not going to tell
Not anyone. Even your best friend?
I feel like she would roast me and then tell everyone else.
No. Don't do that.
No, I don't. Okay, I don't think she would tell anyone else, but I feel like she would be
You're stupid. My brother was.
I said my name!
Shit, fuck. Okay, so we have 29 and 15. Can we edit this? I hope so. I'm going to try and bleep it. Okay. But good thing that we have one extra podcast.
Okay, cool. So
I'll take the 30. Because I'm not going to be able to post this until, like, way later. Because I'm busy this weekend.
Cool. Anyways, where were we?
Tea.
Okay.
Okay, give us the tea.
We're back. All right. Sorry. This new Welcome audio to thing.
Part two.
I think.
We'll see.
Tea. We're going to stop using this thing for recording now. But, so this girl, let's call her Tina. So, Tina and I have similar birthday months. So, her birthday's on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And my birthday is on the 15th. So last year, she didn't invite me to her birthday, by the way, but we were close. We're not that close.
Yeah.
Her and I always have this thing. We're both kind of bitchy to each other, but that's only because she's bitchy to me. Anytime she finds the smallest thing to make fun of me about, she will. And I have to put up with her because everyone else in the friend group loves her. And, you know, sometimes I think of her and I'm like, oh my god, you're so sweet and so kind. And then at times I'm like, I want to fucking kill you.
Punch you, yeah.
I get, not
destroy your nose.
Like, I just want to be like, can you just stop being such a fucking bitch? Like, she used to make these jokes about me. And then I finally, like, texted her about it. Like, so I'm relatively skinny. And so I have, like, no ass or anything.
You do have an ass. It's a tight ass, too.
So there's this one picture during senior year spirit week, and I'm, like, got a side profile, and you can see, and then one of my friends in the picture looked like she was staring at my butt. And then she zoomed in, screenshot that, and she put in her group chat, huh, look at her, blah, 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 seeing at, this girl's not a Jay's non-existent ass or something. And I was like, that makes me feel such shit about myself.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And then she used to make, I was talking to them one time and I was like, oh yeah, I went to the doctor this weekend. They're like, oh, why? I was like, just for a checkup. And also, like, I wanted to show her how I walked, because I do have, like, a weird, like, pigeon walk.
Because,
like, I think one of my legs is shorter than the other. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I said bad alignment and I walked weird. And so she was like, yeah. And then they're like, oh yeah, you always act, you like, yeah, you walk like, she said, like, oh, you walk like you're, like, awkward and unconfident.
Bro, what is wrong with her?
And, like, she laughs at it, and it sounds like she's joking. And then my friends are kind of oblivious to it, but, like, I think I get
too much. You only really notice when it's yourself.
Yeah. And she's, like, so nice and everything, everyone else. And then so I was just like, and so I just texted her one day. I was like, I really didn't appreciate that joke. Like,
yeah.
I know I'm, like, a bit overly thin, which is something, like skinny shaming is a thing, by the way.
It is, yeah.
Like, I don't like the term, like, skinny bitch and all that. Like, I hate that. But, so then I was like, you know, I was like, oh, weight is a really touchy subject to me. And she's a bit overweight herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I really wish I would appreciate you not making jokes about my physical appearance, something I can't change about myself. Mm-hmm. I was like, you wouldn't appreciate anybody making jokes about, I don't think I said that. I forgot. I just said, it really just hurts my feelings or whatnot and all that. I was like, complaining. I was like, she wouldn't want to make someone make fun of her the way she looked.
Yeah, for sure.
I have this rule. You don't tell, if something's wrong with someone, like, if you don't tell them unless they can fix it in 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have lipstick on your chin, I'll be like, hey, you have lipstick. Wipe it off. There you go. If you have, like, oh, you have a pimple on your nose, I'm not going to point that out. You know why? Because you can't do anything about that. And that's such a bitch-ass move.
Now you're not allowed to look at my nose.
No, I'm not saying you do, because you obviously don't.
Do I, though?
You don't. But, It's just, like, a shitty thing to joke about. You don't joke about anybody's physical appearance. or anything like that. You can joke about their mannerisms or something like that. But, like, it's kind of, like, so annoying. And she stopped on that after I texted her, which I appreciate. But she still should never do that. It's, like, a common fucking decency, you know?
Yeah.
And so, anyway, so we've always had this, like, beef. And then during, after, like, high school, we kind of, like, drifted a bit. And, like, she kind of, like, I don't want to say she stole some of my friends from me, but, like, of course, I'm brown. I have a bit stricter parents than other parents do, so I can't go out as much.
Yeah.
And so, her parents don't care or whatnot, I don't know. So she can always go out more, and then she would always take my friends who I was closer with out a lot. And that's okay, whatever. They're just the type of friends who need constant, like, people there. And high maintenance friends, not like is a bad thing, but, like, they just need constant people, like, talking, checking in, hanging out.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that. I'm just that person, like, oh, we cannot talk for 2 months, and then we could talk, and it's totally fine.
Yeah.
So that's not their fault. But I don't know. So she would kind of just stop inviting me to things and stuff like that, because she always make plans. And we've always just had this beef. And then, so last year, her birthday, most of her friends are Muslim, and she's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, last year for her birthday, it was on the 20th of April, but, like, I think some people couldn't go because it was close to exams or something, or, like, just a few people couldn't go to her birthday because of exams, so she did it all the way in freaking May, after Ramadan, which, okay, whatever, not, whatever. But then this year, so my birthday's on the 15th, and so my birthday weekend would be the 13th and the 14th, which is one day I wanted to. Which is when I would want to do something for my birthday with all my friends, right? And, of course, I invite her. I always invite her. Even though she doesn't invite me, I always invite her. And so for her, her birthday weekend would be she could do it the 27th or the 28th or the 20th and the 21st. And that's fine because that's her weekend to do it. You know, her birthday's on the 22nd. And this bitch, she texts everyone in our group chat 3 months ago or 2 months ago. She was like, oh, by the way, keep the weekend of the 13th and the 14th free. I want to go to Austin for my birthday. And I'm like, that's the weekend of my birthday.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to do it early because of exams and because of Ramadan. By the way, my exams end the 12th. And then my finals start in May.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's exams are on that time. We all go to the same freaking school. She goes to community college, but everyone else goes to the same freaking school. So no. And then she's like, oh, and then it's Ramadan. I'm like, Ramadan is until May.
Yeah.
So you have time. No, none of our friends fucking study.
Sorry, I'm just moving. Yeah. Continuing.
None of our friends study fucking 3 weeks advance for exams. No one does that. And one weekend, let's be honest, how much are they really going to study during that weekend? Because I know none of them will. Like, anyway, so then I was like, oh, well, and you know, I wouldn't mind if she did her birthday that weekend. I really wouldn't, even though she could have done it the weekend that I'm doing my birthday now.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't clash with my days. But, like, and I'm really sensitive about my birthday. Like, she could have just been like, or at least she didn't acknowledge that it was the weekend of my birthday.
If she should have acknowledged it,
like,
I agree.
I wouldn't have cared. I am not that fucking sensitive. Acknowledge.
It would have been a little irritating.
Just be like, hey, and so be like, oh, well, it's also Ilya's birthday that weekend too. Or at least text me being like, before you do plan this, be like, is it cool if I celebrate my birthday
and
weekend.
You would have said yeah,
and I would have, like, been like,
of course,
go for it.
Yeah.
Just go off, or been like, or just like been in the chat like, oh, Ilya, I know that's your birthday weekend, I hope that's okay.
Yeah,
I'd have been like, hell yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no,
tell
for
me.
Sure,
you can't not acknowledge that it's not my birthday.
Yeah,
like, That's so fucking petty.
Like, even when I was at, like, literally a wedding.
Yeah.
And my birthday was not a day of, like, a function, but it was a day where we were just getting everything together. My mom told them, like, oh, hey, it's her 18th birthday. And they literally, like, they brought me cake and flowers. And even the bride was like, oh, I hope you don't mind spending your birthday like this. And I was like, bro, like, it's totally fine. But, like, at least, like, they didn't, yeah, you know, they weren't, like, mean about it.
Yeah, and it's gonna, I don't know why I'm not excited for my birthday anymore, because I'm celebrating it, like, a week in advance. And it's, like, the real weekend of my birthday, I'm gonna be celebrating this girl.
Yeah.
And I don't.
It's gonna be annoying.
And it's gonna be so, it's gonna be irritating, because we're gonna come back on the 14th, probably at midnight, so the 15th, which will be my birthday.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Are you guys staying, the night?
Yeah, we're staying from the 12th to the 13th. I think it's the stupidest thing. They want to leave the 12th in the afternoon. I'm like, people have classes. I have work.
Yeah.
And I have an exam at 3 o'clock that day. And I still want to go, because I don't want to miss out just because she's a bitch.
Yeah, for sure. Because it'll be fun.
And recently, she has been nicer to me, but I feel like that was just such a slap in the face.
Yeah.
It was so unnecessary.
Yeah, I feel like she definitely should have acknowledged it.
Yes, just acknowledge that that is my weekend.
Yeah.
Because that's when I would be celebrating, obviously.
Yeah.
I would not be celebrating the weekend of your birthday.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It is so annoying. I thought that's my tea.
Yeah.
I just can't wait. She's moving to a different school next year, and I'm excited for that.
What school?
I don't know. And I don't care. I think A&M or Texas State, but as long
basically
as
basically yee-yee country.
Yeehaw country, because she must be a vet. And I'm just waiting for that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Then I'll be free.
That's such a mood.
She's such a clingy friend, too.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. That was such a long, like... annoying way to end this thing.
But it's okay. You got your little tea fix of the day.
Yeah. 11 minutes of me ranting about this bitch.
Perfect way to end the podcast.
Yeah.
So tired. We'll catch you next time.
Oh, wait. We have 4 more minutes. Is there anything you want to talk about? Any talk to people in your life you can rant about in 4 minutes?
Not really. I'm just kind of chilling. I think if people ever do anything to make me mad, I never really, like, I shrug it off, because I'm like, the only person that's going to end up upset is myself. And she's like, I don't want to give them the satisfaction of making me upset. You feel? But then there's some things where it's like, it fucking pisses me off, and I'm like, well, they fucking made me upset, and then I go
I just
off.
Can't wait to cut her out, bro.
Oh, no, I would be waiting.
Cause
don't invite her to your birthday. No, wait, but then that's like tea, and it'll cause drama. And...
yeah, because if I don't invite her, that's a thing. If she doesn't invite me, oh, that's okay.
Yeah. Have you talked to any of your friends about it?
No, because they'll love her, because she kisses her ass constantly.
Ooh, that's, I hate people that kiss each other's ass. Okay, not each other's ass, but
like, I don't know. She's a good friend to them, and she's a good friend to them.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Well, that's a yikes.
So it's not like she doesn't know how to be a decent person.
Yeah.
She does.
Maybe.
Wait, maybe
she's racist, but no, she's not.
No,
she's not.
All our friends are Muslim.
Are you the only one wearing hijab?
No.
I was about to be like, I found the reason.
No. Oh my god, I'm not the only person. It's so annoying. And there's only one more girl, and she loves her.
Maybe it's just like on some level, she's kind of jealous.
I think maybe our horoscopes don't align with each other. I don't believe
it. Dude, okay, here's what we can end the podcast with.
What?
Okay, I was so offended in my high school group chat because they were all ranking the zodiacs and I wasn't in the group chat, and they were like, I don't care what anyone says, Cancers are at the bottom.
You're
and everyone
cancer?
Everyone like favored it and liked it and what, and I was really like, y'all are fucking hoes.
Everyone always says about Aries, though.
We're like, I know, that's what I'm
like,
saying.
Aries are evil. I was like,
no,
people not.
People say that, like, Cancers are very, like, emotional and very, like, lovey-dovey and things like that. So people usually like Cancers, except they were fucking trashing on me. I was right there.
You're too over-emotional.
And then I texted them. I was like, y'all really came for me with that Cancer shit. And they just laughed at it. And they were like, we shouldn't get into this horoscope topic. It's like, damn.
See, I don't. I'm low key into horoscopes. But I'm like, I'm not. I don't take them seriously. I just find them fun. Yeah.
Because I am a Cancer. I'm very emotional. I'm very clingy. I'm very, like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm very Cancer-y.
I've heard like a lot of things about Aries, like, oh, they're confrontational, they're mean, they're that fish, they're very fiery, but I'm like, no, I'm an awkward being, but
I think the heart works, but I can also
like fuck a bitch up if I want to.
That's also true.
Like, if I'm not afraid, you cross me, I'll
you will fuck that bitch up.
no,
but yes,
yeah, maybe a little. It's just yeah, but I was watching this video the other day. Yeah. And it said Aries were the worst zodiac sign. I was like, that just makes me feel so good about myself.
I know. That's totally what I feel.
Yeah. That was fun. We should talk about horoscopes for a whole podcast.
You know what? We're coming out with a mini episode maybe next week. Horoscopes.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. Bye guys.